So it's been almost 3 years since I made my last podcast. You will have to be a bit patient because after the 3 years, between that time and this time, it's been a lot has happened. For the last 2 months, well, since last Friday, which was, I don't know, let me see how when that date was. Since March 19th to last Friday, so which is 11th, I think it was, I have been in the Campbell Center. For 2 months, so April, May, and then this is May 16th, Tuesday. I've been in debt with more and more piling up on my plate. I have managed to get 3 credit cards. Not surprising actually, because I do earn a lot and they do think that I do deserve 3 credit cards for some random effing reason. So I've been having lots of dreams, many pathetic and many would make my situation look like some sort of child. Actually, it doesn't look like a child's play. My dreams look like future versions of my reincarnation look like I will be suffering for a continuous period of time for as long as that is possibly can be. I do realize where I am, although I don't really know where I am right now. I do realize where I am in the future, that my life is completely effed up by these two morons. Well, like these two evil beings, the father and the son. I don't want to talk about them anymore. I don't want to give them the power over me that they already have. Let's just ignore them. I don't exactly have much of a choice in terms of thinking about them. They do dominate my thoughts. The Campbell Center didn't help me at all. They just took away 2 months of my life, which I could have spent working or trying to be productive in my business ventures, I should say. So yeah, that's segment one. This is segment two. I have been thinking about, before going to the Campbell Center, I have been thinking about killing myself for a very, very long time. Well, for the last, I don't know, 30 years or so, ever since I started having these dreams since at the age of a few years. It's not been the same. I see children walking into my arms. I see elderly men and women dying into my arms. I see people, spirits wandering into my arms and then disappearing into nothingness. I see a lot of things. I see future where I can interfere from this current lifetime. So, you see, people believe that time is linear, in a one direction. Most people don't believe in time travel. With the information that I have, I believe in time travel. I know that time travel is possible. I know it's possible to go back and forwards in time, and many people I know have done it. Well, actually, I know three people that have done it. One is myself and two are my children. I hate to call them my children because they're both dickheads. I should really put this into adult format, so both of them have betrayed me in one way or another, and I myself am to blame for that. For one of them, I threw him back into the abyss of where the hell that I came out of, and then without him having much of a chance, and the other one didn't have much of an information as to what I am or what I did or what happened to me. He just believes that I am a traitorous bastard and that I should be put down, which is fair. In this community, you don't get much of a chance. I don't want to go into what this community is, because I now realize that if I say that word again, I will be killed, and frankly, I'd rather not be killed. So one didn't have any information and the other one didn't have much of a chance out in the back in time area. You know, in 2023, there are much opportunities, there's so much money, there's abundance of anything you want. But if you were to go back 20 years, 30 years, or 36 years, you would be so impoverished, you would think that 2023 is like 10,000 years in the future. Would I be wrong? No. Mobile phones, internet, easy access to anything you want, easy access to wherever you want to go, whatever you want to do, and you think that would be easy. No, yeah, I understand both of them. I completely get it. But I just don't want to give them a chance at... I don't know, I don't think I shouldn't deny them that. But I think I just don't want to see them right now because I'm so in the ditch. I don't know how to even approach them anymore. That is segment two. I should stop saying segment. I just need to separate these thoughts and into patterns. I now have a kind of like a vague understanding of what these people are. These people have the same power as that of a god or demigod. For now, and they go around running around raping people, murdering people, framing others and ruining people's lives, taking away their health, taking away their bodies, taking away their minds, putting them through mental health, putting them through physical health, ill impairment. You know, all the evils in this world is caused by these people. Man in his nature is actually quite calm and kind. As far as I'm concerned, these people should be executed on sight. Not all of them though. Vast majority of them are nice. But this particular family that I've been dealing with, 1, 2, 3 families that I've been dealing with, and their ass kisses is basically vile to the core. This can be excused to the sense that they were once beggars and now they don't want to go back to the same place as a beggar. I blame myself for doing this to myself. Well, how you ask? Well, I helped the parasite which has ruined my life to become what he is right now. They were actually beggars. The old man was a beggar, the mustache was a beggar, and his son was a beggar. And all they had to their name was an underground, a hollowed out under the bridge type of room for 5 of them. An old woman, an old man, a middle-aged man, and a young boy. That's it. They had nothing after their name and nothing after themselves to call what they were. They even had one pair of clothes on them and then I changed it. And I didn't have nothing on myself to change it either. I had everything what they have right now. I gave them this life. And frankly, they stabbed me in the back. Literally stabbed me in the back. They set me on fire. They set me to burn. They killed me a few hundred quintillions of times. You may think it's impossible, but try going back a few billion times and then trying to do the same thing again and again, trying to expect a different result. That is stupidity, insanity, and moronicness all combined into one, which the Brahma has completely mastered to a great new level. I'm only doing this podcast so that I don't slur, or rather get the words mixed up whenever I'm talking to people. I should have someone when I'm talking, but I think this has gone long enough. So I am now back at work. Today is my first day. I also had an injection. It's called Clopixol or something. Or Clopixol or Suclopentixol. Either one of those drugs. 600 milligrams on my ass cheek by an African man who's in his 40s. Not an African man, but a man. Excuse me. His name is He's a Nigerian man. His name is Chucks. He was born in the UK, but so he's British then. But his origins are Nigerian. But yeah, on my ass cheek today around 12 o'clock, it went in. I didn't even feel a thing. And now looking at my face, it looks like it's, you know, Kingpin from the Daredevil, yeah, you know the Daredevil comics where Kingpin is a fat one, you know his neck, it looks like I have that such neck, I used to be so handsome. Now I look like some sort of turd in a black and brown top and bottom. I exercise on a regular basis, but it's not enough. The medication needs to stop, and the medication is fine, but these people need to back away. But sooner or later, I will bite them in the ass. So I'm just waiting for my turn. I'm just waiting for one of these morons to come out and push me over the edge, which will happen. I have a bet with the old man. Before I turn 41, I will have my body back. And I will complete that bet. And I will win it. And I will make sure he dies alone. That is all for today. I will, you can talk to me in about, well, if I feel like it tomorrow, or, well, if I have a dream tonight, which I will, because the medication I just taken, and I will tell you about the dream tomorrow morning, or tomorrow, or whenever I have a dream. The recent dream I had today, I was in Germany making tour of a weapons laboratory, and I was jumping in front of open sewage waters. And I was working with a guy. That's pretty much it. So yeah, this is far flung in the future. So different lifetime. So currently I'm gonna go home. Well, I'm at home. I don't know if I'm home, but I'm home. I don't know if the electricity is back on. Is it? Oh, it's back on. So I have to go back and edit something online or make more Pokemon content. Have a good day. Oh, if you're still listening, what are you doing? What are you doing with your life?